Joining us now, he's a product manager for New Balance, Perry Reynolds. Perry, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So when people think about golf shoes, I don't know, you know, New Balance may not necessarily come to their mind, but I've worn these. I've tried them out. You got some pretty good golf shoes, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, being an athletic company, we make some pretty good golf shoes. We've got a wide range of shoes going on here.
Well, you know, and the thing that New Balance has struggled with over the years, I mean, I think is in some ways the perception that, you know, they're walking shoes for old people, and that has changed a long time ago. I mean, I go back to the ML Carr days when he had his own shoe with the Celtics in New Balance because of New England company. But I'm curious, yep. When you guys start looking at R&D for golf, I mean, are you looking for something that's going to appeal to the older golfer, the younger golfer, golfers of all ages? I mean, what are you looking for in your designs? Because as I look at the website, there's some really, you know, forward-thinking, innovative designs. And then there's some really, you know, if you're not on the leading edge of anything, like my father and his flip phone, there's something there for you too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely cover a broad spectrum of ages. You know, we have shoes aiming towards the younger golfer that's a little faster looking, a little more athletic looking. For example, the Minimus Tour. And then also, you know, we have more laid back style, more orthotic feel with the 1701. We also have lifestyle looking shoes, which would be the 574, which is a New Balance classic.
Yeah, and the, you know, y'all sent me the Minimus Tour shoe, and I tried that out last weekend down in Florida. And I tell you what, really light, really comfortable, and great stability as well. So, I mean, you know, even being as light as they are and the traction and everything, I mean, it was unbelievable. I was very impressed by the shoe.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really good to hear. Yeah, you know, we use the same last in our golf shoes as, you know, we do in our running shoes. So it's very stable and very high performance fit and feel to these shoes, especially in the Minimus Tour.
Well, and with shoes of any type, I mean, I think it comes down to how we use them. Golf shoes, particularly if you've got, you know, spikes you can change, or if they're spikeless and they wear out. I mean, obviously you need to take care of that. But what do people do things? I mean, this is going to sound silly. Do we do things wrong when we're lacing up our shoes? That, I mean, are we not generally lacing up tight enough, or are we lacing up too tight? I mean, you know, a shoe is only as good as the way it was designed to be used. So are we in general as a public doing the right things when we put on our shoes?
I mean, yeah, if you're lacing it up as tight as it is to, you know, to your level of comfort, then that's definitely the right thing to do. You also want to, you know, you also want to buy a golf shoe that's the right fit as well. You know, if you're trying on shoes and it doesn't feel super comfortable, you might want to try on a different style. That's why we have, you know, a broad range of shoes, you know, so you can find that right fit. I'd say that's most important, you know, right off the bat, is that comfort level. But then that also plays into performance too.
Yeah, I mean, and New Balance has always made a lot of hay by offering wides, and you offer the two variations on wides. There's like a medium wide and an extra wide. What percentage of your shoe sales come from those wide shoes? Because, I mean, if you look for, you know, shoes in other brands and you want a wide, a lot of shoes only offer two models, and they're usually not the ones you want to wear. But you guys seem to offer just about everything you have in wides. What percentage now in 2018 of sales are wide shoes for you guys?
Are wide shoes? I would say, you know, close. It's like a 60-40 split right now. You know, it's almost close to half and half between medium and wide widths.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know, when we talk about golf shoes, there's obviously been a big push for spikeless versus spiked. I mean, what's the split on that as well?
You know, I mean, spikeless was really hot for a long time, and now spiked is making a comeback. I'd say, again, almost 50-50, you know, especially with the shoes in our line. We try and keep a nice split between spiked and spikeless shoes to give you a lot of different options.
Yeah, and in terms of R&D for that, I mean, you know, so I get this Minimus Tour shoe, and the first thing I look at when I open up the box is I look at the bottom, and I see six spikes. I mean, I remember days changing out golf shoes, you know, and Mike and I are both from Massachusetts, by the way. I mean, I remember being back at Marshfield Country Club where my dad was a head golf professional, and changing out spikes. And I mean, there was like, you know, 12. You needed like, you know, you need like, 24 spikes to do these things.
And Popeye forearms.
There's spikes everywhere. Right. We got six. I mean, how much R&D is done on where these spikes go and how many spikes there are? I mean, there's four in the on the forefoot and two on the heel, which, you know, traditionally you see four on the heel. And you don't have one now on the you know, at the tip. I mean, how much research goes into planning where these spikes actually go?
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit of research goes into that. I mean, especially just in the Minimus Tour itself, we the reason why we have six spikes in here is to keep it very flexible, and that also plays into a part where these are located too. You know, with two in the heel and then four in the forefoot here, that allows the shoe to really move with the natural motion of your foot. And then, like you said, you know, there used to be like 12 spikes in golf shoes. You know, we do have other shoes in our line with more spikes, with a TPU outsole that's a little stiffer and not quite as flexible as the rubber outsole. So a lot of research definitely goes into where these spikes are located on the outsoles in these shoes.
All right, we're talking to Perry Reynolds. He's a product brand manager for New Balance, and I'm curious. What, you know, I've always, because I have a wide foot, I've been a New Balance wearer for many, many years. I'm curious about, you know, the shoes across your entire spectrum are numbered. You get the 3001, the 518, and if you buy enough of them, you figure it out what the numbers mean. But when you guys when a shoe company discontinues a shoe that people loved, and they don't love the replacement, do you ever go back?
Do we ever go back to the old shoe?
Yeah. I mean, does the company ever look back and say, man, we should have kept that one going and bring it back or bring back elements of it? Because, you know, you want to advance, but if you've got a shoe that people love and then it's discontinued and they're clamoring for it and they don't necessarily love the new version of it, do companies ever look at it that way?
No, that definitely plays a part into how the line moves forward. For example, you know, the Minimus shoe has been in our line for, you know, several years now, and it was always a spikeless version, and this year we brought in a spiked version. So it's the same elements of the Minimus fit and performance, yet we're giving you a spiked version of that. So we definitely take into consideration what's working for people and how it's going, and using that to update the shoes.
Yeah, and when you go on newbalance.com and you go to the golf section, you'll find, I mean, what's refreshing about it is there are nine models. There are nine models that seem to cover the entire spectrum of what, you know, the golfing consumer would want. Does keeping that number reasonable help you guys provide a better product?
Absolutely. By keeping the amount of shoes that we have in our line, absolutely helps giving us a better product. And it makes it easier too. Absolutely.
You know, and it's interesting in this industry, and you may be able to give a little bit more in-depth perspective, but it's like we're getting lighter and lighter materials, more flexible materials, but there still has to be that stability component, that traction component. So how hard is it, you know, even over the last 5 years, that these shoes have gotten so light but so flexible, but people want stability, but at the same time, you know what? When I'm out there at 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't want my feet, you know, soaked by the third hole because of the dew.
Right. So the way we're kind of combating that is using waterproof uppers, especially in the Minimus Tour. It's called a Phantom Fit technology. So it's kind of like a TPU film almost over the whole shoe. So it's very, very lightweight. It's a no-sew stitching. So it's all welded. And this upper also plays a part into keeping your foot locked into the shoe once you lace it up tight. So you get that same stability, but yet you're also getting flexibility and that lightweightness to the shoe.
And, of course, the waterproof element of it as well. I mean, nobody wants a wet foot.
Right. No. That's why if our shoes have a waterproof warranty, they're going to be 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, most golfers think about stability in their golf shoe in terms of, you know, kind of like walking from, you know, from tee to green, but, you know, we do a lot of that. So you've got stability in your swing. You want it to be, what about if you're trudging through the woods on some uneven surfaces? I mean, does anybody care about me? I mean, those guys?
Right. No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why, you know, when you see the bottom of these outsoles, the bottom of the shoes, you're going to see spikes, but then also there's traction lugs in between the spikes as well. So those do, you know, help play a part part in keeping you slip free when you're walking through the woods and that type of terrain.
Well, I don't know, Mike. I like I said, I wore them last weekend, and I didn't have to hit one shot out of the trees. So I'm going to attribute that to the fact that the golf shoes worked and kept me out of the trees.
So
I didn't have
stable.
To worry about it. Yeah, so I didn't have to worry about it.
They've got the guy who sold Jack his beanstalk beans in R&D. Yeah, that's what we need, magic shoes.
And the other thing, the other thing too, Perry, is you kind of run the gambit a little bit in terms of cost. I mean, there's really a price point in these nine models pretty much that covers everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we definitely have great prices starting, you know, under $100 up to, you know, right around $170. And we have everything in between there to get you covered.
All right. Got anything on the horizon that you want to let us know about?
You know, just looking into 19, looking to update some models and, you know, keep it fresh and also keep it lightweight and performance for you guys. So, yeah, new stuff will be coming out soon.
All right. Well, Perry, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. And again, I love the shoes, and Mike loves the other shoes. And
yeah, go to newbalance.com and go to the golf section. Heck, go to all the sections. Buy your own lifestyle shoes, running shoes, hiking, trail, soccer. Buy all New Balance shoes.
There you go.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.